Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Lego Masters 2022 is underway and we are already blocked to our screens. Trent and Paul are one of our favourite teams this season. Paul's first Lego set was an auto service tow truck and he built it in 1979 as a kid. And Trent would save his pocket money for a year to splurge on Lego train sets. And they join us now. Welcome to the show, Trent and Paul.
Hey, guys.
Thank you very much, guys. I sound very old from that.
Yeah. Now, how did you guys feel when you found out last night's spooky build was not an elimination?
Enormous relief. Enormous relief.
That was rough.
Yeah, we thought we were going home last night, so it was a nice surprise.
The relief was palpable.
We could see it on your face. And what have been some of the highlights so far?
Oh, like there's been so many. I mean, the best part was, you know, hanging with a whole pile of great people, building alongside each other and getting to know everyone and just having so much fun. We were really lucky with our group of people. We just had a ball the whole time. So, you know, like in terms of builds, I guess we really enjoyed the Egypt build, and our Car of the Future was just totally awesome because it had the little dogs in the pod.
Who doesn't want two little dogs with them on their holiday?
And, right. You know, Megabone. We love Megabone.
I loved Megabone.
What about your least favourite build? The one that you just like, oh, man, that one. Let's forget about it.
That was last night. Spectacular was tough. We had such a great idea in our head. We just couldn't seem to connect mentally with each other to work out how to achieve the goal. But Spectacular was our biggest challenge, I think.
How long does it actually, because they don't show you in the planning process much, how much time would you spend planning out your build before you start with the bricks?
So they announce what it is, and then we have the producer comes in and does a little bit of a 10-minute talk to us about what we can, what we can't do in the build, right. And then it's go.
Oh, yeah.
So you sort of get about 10 minutes before the clock starts, and then it's all go from there. So depending on the build description, we would try and do some sketches together, lay out a few ideas, try and come to a consensus. We try to do it fairly quickly because, you know, the clock's running, particularly on the very short, like, you know, 5 or 6 hour build. We take a bit longer on some of the longer builds just so we know we've got a bit more time up our sleeve. But, yeah, generally about 10, 15 minutes was all we had to really sort of get that idea and put it down in brick.
Well done. I thought they would have exaggerated, you know, and actually given you maybe 4 hours or whatever, and then said they only gave you 10 minutes. Oh, so you guys are coming up with that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, very much a lot of pressure.
And, you know, like if they're showing you something you've never done before in the briefing, and you're just going, and your head is just spinning. So you're not really, you're trying to come up with an idea really fast, but you're also panicking at the same time. So it's like, it's really tough.
It's a pressure cooker because. And it's why you'll often see in some of the actual episodes where teams will change their tack completely during a build because they've realised halfway through it's not going to work. So it's because that planning time is really, you know, very short.
Is it also because of the brick man? He comes around and obviously gives you a couple of pointers. How annoyed are you when they don't align with what your vision is?
It's exceptionally frustrating if brick man's not seeing the vision. He's always very constructive. It's always, you know, he's trying to get the best build out of it. It just is, yeah, quite frustrating when, you know what he's talking about is going to add, you know, a huge amount of pressure on in terms of time to try and, you know, get where he is suggesting you really need to push. Mm. So it is hard.
And he's been very, he was very lucky we were very lucky to have him several times because he really did help us, get to a problem that we were trying to really solve in a particular way. He would often suggest a different way, so we can't fault him for all of his you know, make it bigger, make it wider, make it taller. Sometimes it was really helpful to have him give us that little bit of advice and push along.
Yep. If you guys could come up with a theme yourself, what one would you be picking?
Well, obviously, as you've already seen from our build, there'd be animals in it somewhere, so there would definitely be an animal build.
I personally, well, Paul is as well. We're both huge Fabuland fans, which is a product that was out in the 80s with little animal heads. It was like a mix between Duplo and real Lego. It was like a stepping stone. So I would like anything that, you know, really allowed us to use Fabuland characters and mix it in with, like, current Lego.
Also, how do you guys incorporate Lego into your everyday? I hear one of you likes to do it as part of their job.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, Lego is just an awesome product for creativity. So, you know, getting the kids to think left of centre and try and problem solve with Lego is really fun. They love it so much. And just seeing their finished products, because they come at things in a very vastly different way to an adult would. So they come out really funky, cool things.
That's awesome. Trent and Paul from Lego Masters 2022. You can catch Lego Masters Sunday 7 and Monday and Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you for having it.
Thanks for having it.
Enjoy the series.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.